Earlier during the week, I was lucky enough to catch up with Fergus Shiel, founder and artistic director of Wide Open Opera, ahead of the much-anticipated Gerald Barry contemporary opera, The Importance of Being Earnest, based on the Oscar Wilde play, which is embarking on its Irish premiere this November across the country. It's taking in two nights in Dublin's Gaiety Theatre, that's November 8th and 9th, and I began by asking Fergus, how did it feel to be part of such a wonderful and different contemporary take on such a well-loved play?
It's a really well-known play, of course, The Importance of Being Earnest. Lots of people love it. And Gerald Barry's music is pretty, it's very contemporary. It's totally sort of different in style from the play because the play is such a period drama. But yet the two of them work incredibly well together. We had our dress rehearsal last night up in Derry, and I was at that, and it looks absolutely stunning on stage. The sets and the costumes designed by Anthony MacDonald, who's a big international opera director, major figure on the international scene, and we were really lucky to get him to come and work here in Ireland, and he has just done a stunning job. So it looks beautiful. The singers are incredibly virtuosic. They have to be, because it's one of the most difficult pieces of music to perform to ever come across, and they're doing an amazing job. The orchestra's Crash Ensemble, one of Ireland's best new music ensemble, and they're all fantastic as well. So it's a real high wire. It's very entertaining. It keeps you engaged all the way through. It's very fast paced, and it's not that long either. It's about an hour and a half. With the interval a bit longer, but it's not one of these incredibly lengthy things. It's very quick and witty and very well paced.
And with the contemporary twist that Gerald Barry has applied to The Importance of Being Earnest, do you think that this will open the kind of gates to people who would have been a bit standoffish from opera in the past, and I guess provides a new audience range for the opera scene?
I think so. And I mean, it is totally different from anything else you see. It's not like sort of traditional 19th century opera that like the Verdi or Puccini or something like that. It's very much more cutting edge than that. But it's not theatre as well. I think it's for people who are going to, are willing to sort of open themselves to a totally new type of experience. And something that, they'll have, lots of people will know the play anyway, so they'll be able to follow what's going on. I mean, you can follow it perfectly. The words are very clear. Unlike many operas, which are sung in Italian, this is obviously in English, so you can follow very clearly what's going on. And just for me, I just love the whole sort of atmosphere of singing and orchestra, and you have the whole stage and the costumes. You have so much to look at. You have so much to listen to. It's like a sort of a feast of the senses. But it is like, it's a totally different experience from seeing the play. It's a totally different experience from traditional opera. It's very, very new, very cutting edge, and quite adventurous, really. But I think if people come to it and be ready to see something that they've never seen before, I think they'll enjoy it.
And The Importance of Being Earnest as well. It is actually quite a very funny play, and I think Gerald Barry has done a fantastic job in actually adapting it for opera.
It's incredibly funny, and the production is so well done. There's a scene, people will know, the scene where the two girls meet each other, and they both think that they're engaged to the same person, but it's just that the two guys have pretended that their name is Ernest. So they're actually in love with different people, but they think it's the same person, and they get really angry at their first meeting, And the composer asks them to sing through megaphones, so you have this sort of really sort of angry kind of sound, and in the background, sort of a bit like a drum beat, the butler is smashing plates, as a steady drum beat to accompany them. So he's on stage, just has a big sort of bin type of thing, and he smashes the plates into this bin. So we're going through a hell of a lot of plates at the moment.
It kind of sounds like more of a kind of Greek tragedy there, Fergus. Do you think that the opera-loving audiences or the opera community are actually ready for the adaptation of such a classic play to opera? Or, especially with the kind of connotations that opera has as being perhaps stuffy or conservative, do you think that you know, this is it's a new avenue, and it's a new take, and it's progressive as well.
Yeah, I think this is obviously the first time it's been done in Ireland. So the opera was only written about 2 years ago. It had its first performance in Los Angeles. It's been done in London and in France as well, and Birmingham. So it hasn't been done before in Ireland. So it'll be interesting to see what people make of it. You know, I think there is a risk putting on something new like this, because people don't know. And you know, if you put on a Carmen, for example, people know the tunes and they know they like it and they want to come and see it. So you do have to convince people that this is something worth coming to. And what people will make of it, I don't really know yet. So, you know, that's the exciting part. Like, if any of your listeners want to come, they can be part of that sort of first tranche of people to hear it, who will judge, is this a success or is it not a success? I firmly think it's a success, but maybe other people have different opinions, you know.
As well as having a fantastic cast and an award-winning set designer, you have the fabulous Crash Ensemble involved as well, just kind of adding to the extra wow factor, really.
Exactly. And, you know, we have, there is an amazing amount of talent, an amazing amount of, there's a cast of eight, and they're all, three of them are Irish, but the other five are from the UK and the USA, and they're like, they're all really top people. There's an orchestra of 21, again, mostly Irish, some UK people there. The director, the designer, there's a whole production team, you know, around the costumes and the sets, and the conductor is French and he's absolutely marvellous. And, you know, so there's a big number of people involved in putting it together. And because it's been done in the north of Ireland, we've collaborated with Northern Ireland Opera, and so we've got funding from Derry City of Culture and Arts Councils in the north and in the south. So it's a lot of people have come together to make it possible, you know. So it would be fantastic if there's a good turnout of people to come and see this new piece, you know, and as I said, be part of that sort of decision process about it, and be, you know, being on the ground floor.